Polly Pilgrim by Mary Joseph. Read by Carol Boyd. Chapter 1. Harry Pilgrim was a quiet man, a softly spoken, reserved man who rarely lost his temper. But on that Sunday morning in September, he stormed up the uncarpeted stairs in the cottage, leaving his wife, Polly, and his mother-in-law staring at each other in astonishment. His voice, hoarse with uncontrolled rage, spiraled down to them.
"Out of bed this minute, Gatty, do you hear me? If you're not up this minute, I'm coming in. You're not too old to have the blankets whipped off you, nor to feel the flat of me hand on your backside."
"Your dad doesn't mean it, love." Polly spoke quietly to her son, standing at the foot of the stairs, his young face creased into lines of anxiety. Then she turned to her mother. "It's because he can't bear not having enough work to do. Harry doesn't feel right when he's not working. A man has to bring up his family with money earned from his own graft. You know that, ma'am. It's been slowly killing him these past months, hanging about with hardly anything to do." Polly's blue eyes were pleading as her husband clattered back down the stairs. "Don't be too hard on Gatty, love. You know what long hours she has to put in at the shop. And last night she went dancing after finishing at 8 o'clock. It's no wonder she wants to lie in." Harry Pilgrim held up his hands as if in supplication. "Oh, that's right. Rub it in. Make it clear that my 15-year-old daughter's the breadwinner in this house. Show me up good and proper." His boots squeaked as he walked hump-shouldered towards the door. "If you're coming with me, Martin, get a move on. If not, stop where you are." At a nod from Polly, the tall, fair boy, thin wrists protruding from the sleeves of his grey pullover, followed his father outside. From the window, Polly watched them go. There was beauty all around, stretching as far as the eye could see. Over to the east, the darkly smooth mass of Pendle Hill.